And we are live on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. Crazy week trying to get stuff out there. Just to let you know, I do have an offer. You get a free copy of the book if you join our mailing list here, The Change, where I'm at, in volume 20, where I'm a co-author. Also, I just released, and I'll put some more stuff out there, our April 20th webinar on building your goals using OKRs and set up your personal goals. I used it to help me get to where I produced a book, right? And other things that I have done that are I'm using the OKRs and that framework to focus on what I want to do. But lately I've been unfocused, but more focused on the bigger goals than the short-term goals. So it's going good. It's going better. Anyway, today I want to talk about, there is a report that came out by the Business Agility Institute and Scrum Alliance, and talked about new skills in the new workplace. And one of the items, the top skill in there, was communications. So that fits right into our topic today when we do our three R's of requirements, sprint review, and retrospective. So now I'm going to talk about the review today. So I'm going to share why that matches to what they're saying. And with that, my phone just went off telling me that I am following the show. Anyway, hey, good morning. Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring more value to your customer, have more fun, and not work so hard to bring all that to the plate. Right, Bubbles? Bubbles is here hanging out. So the report came out. One of the top things that recruiters or businesses or human resources or companies looking for is the ability to communicate. So why not use sprint review to practice your communication skills? Communicate your value to the customer, right? Or to the company itself too. So many people are so stuck on that it has to be a product and product and all that. Don't hesitate to use it to tout what you do as a person. I've talked about this before. Use this to show off your skills and your value that you provide to the company, right? And to your bosses. You know, so many people, I'm going to ask you this question. I asked somebody the other day as coaching, doing a little 1-hour training session for some people that just came on board. And I said, okay, if you work for 3 weeks and you have nothing to show at a sprint review, what you did for that 3 weeks, how much value do you think management thinks of you or a customer, right? As a team or an individual? I'm like, get practicing making whatever it is, come up with something, talk to your boss, present it, you know, of fixing a bug or coming up with this new solution or new technique, develop some way to share your worth to the company, right? And that's where sprint review comes into play. If you're doing job interviews, right? And they said these communication skills are unwritten requirements. They put the got to have this cert and do this and this skill and you know how to code that or whatever. But the communications is an unwritten skill. So why not in your job interview say, you know, I attend, not only do I attend sprint reviews, but I also present what I built during the sprint at the sprint reviews. Think about the difference in how that is said during an interview. I know what a sprint review is. Well, I share what I created in the sprint review. Big difference right there, right? And I support the team, or you can come up with different ways of those sprint reviews and getting that feedback. And maybe you presented something and you can explain how you got feedback from the client or your coworkers and you made the product better, right? Communication skills. So use the sprint review. I feel so bad for teams and organizations that think they don't need to do a sprint review or there's no value to that. And I'm like, you're so wrong. It helps you practice your communication skills, right? In public with other people. As a matter of fact, don't forget, we have our meetup, the 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup. We meet at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday, every third Wednesday of the month. And this opportunity, if you want to share your communication skills or your presenting skills, or you're sharing with other people, your training skills, whatever, how you communicate, feel free to message me about, hey, Greg, I want to use one of your 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetups on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. on the third Wednesday of every month to show something I created from one of my teams, a training session. The nice thing about this, you're presenting something you created and you can share it with the general public, which then you can use to show your potential new customer or new place. Or when you go for promotion, you can show some things that you presented in a public, right? Public domain. It can go out there. Now, if it's something specifically for your work, you have to be careful what you share. But I'll help coach people on that and everything like that. But communicate how much value you provide and use the Scrum Sprint Review to help you improve your communication skills. That's what I had for today. And a reminder, oh, and tonight, Dwayne Hill Jr. is going to be on our interview program. He has a program called Scrum Buddies where he helps coach peoples. And I'm going to interview him tonight. And that's going to go out later today at 6. And that goes out at 8:00 Eastern Standard Time via video. And then podcast goes out at 9:00 Eastern Standard Time in that format. So I want to wish you all the best. Have a great day. And we'll see you soon. Bye.